We will begin with hymn number 214. Please stand. So where is your wilderness? What is your wilderness? The children of Israel had been brought out of Egypt with a strong arm and a mighty hand. They remembered walking through the Red Sea on dry ground. They remembered the plagues. They remembered their release. They remembered their protection from the angel of death in the night of the Passover. Or they should have remembered. In the wilderness, they murmured, they complained, and they got hungry. They were fed by God. They murmured. They complained. Their wilderness was full of life's riches, cares, and pleasures, and it masked their remembrance. Even though they could look back at their redemption as an accomplished fact, how easily they forgot. How quickly that remembrance can be pushed from our hearts. Where is our wilderness? Hymn 182, stanzas 1, 9, and 10.
Thank you.
We reminded yesterday that manna, what is it, confused the children of Israel. Likewise, our Lord's discourse on being the bread of life was confusing to people. In fact, the multitudes turned away from him, and even some of his disciples just said, "We don't understand this man," and they left him. That's how it is in life when we encounter the things of God. Because it's so far out of our experience, so far away from our reason and our rational grasp, that we often turn our backs on these things and walk away from them. In our next hymn, 320, we will confess again that it is God's strength that brings these "what is it" gifts to us today. Gifts of his grace, his word, concrete, paper and ink, his word proclaimed. Likewise, his baptism and his supper, things that you can touch and taste. Not just to remind us of our redemption, but to give that redemption to us again and again. We sing stanzas 1 and 6. The Lord has promised that he will be with us to the end of the age, and not in a ghostly, spiritual sort of sense, but again, in a solid, concrete way. He is there every step of our journey, every step of our pilgrimage, with us in our wilderness to fight the battle for us, because he has already won for us the crown of life. Please stand and sing hymn 262. Thank you. Now the Almighty and merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us. Amen.